Okay, we have a big chiddush in our Gemara. Regarding Pidyon HaBen. Actually, we have a number of chiddushim regarding Pidyon HaBen. The chiddush, the pashtus our Gemara, that by Pidyon HaBen, it helps to give Shava Kesef. If you say the Feirish that you're giving it B'chamei Shloim, if you're saying that it's worth that he's Mekabel B'chamei Shloim, if you don't say B'chamei Shloim, then it's not good. So this Chiddush is a Raya to Rabbi Yosef. The Gemara says, why, if you just say Talazeb B'pidyon L'pidyon B'ni and you didn't say B'chamei Shloim, why? What's the difference? The Gemara is saying that's a right to Rabbi Yosef, that you need smichas das or shuma. Either you say b'chamish sloim, if not, that's chasaron and smichas das. So the Ktzais pointed out, the Ktzais that I mentioned yesterday is in Reish Mem Gimel of Katan Dalid, and someone showed me that it's also in the Avnei Meluim in Simin Lamed Aleph of Katan Gimel B'Kitzer. The Ktzai says that this Gemara is really a very big Chiddush. Because Pashtus, the way Pidyon HaBen works, is just that you owe money to the Kayin and you pay the Kayin. Pashtus, you don't need Smichas Das. And Nafkamina. So the Ktzai said three Nafkaminas. One, that you could be paid the Ben Bakarchach of the Kayin. If the Kayin doesn't want to take it and you force it on him, so you could be paid the Ben Bakarcha the Kayin. That was one nafkamina. Second nafkamina, you could do Pidyon HaBen with a cotton. That you could even if you have a Kayin cotton, you could give it to him. So you don't need Das of the Kayin. Cotton is not capable of Das, but who cares? A third nafkamina, that you could do Pidyon HaBen with Avonim Taivais and Margolias. You could be paid with an Evan Taiv even without a Shuma. Even though Rabbeinu Tam says that by a woman, if you give a Kedushin ring of a diamond, you would need a Shuma. But by Pidyon HaBen, Pashtus, you don't need any type of Shuma, even if you use Avonim Taivais, because all three things that you could do with Akarchi, you could do with a cotton, and you could do with Avonim Taivais, are all because you don't need the Dasa Isha. Now that is the Pashtus HaSvara, the way it should work by Pidyon HaBen. Agav, the Avnei Meluim says that it was the minig to give Avonim Taivais and Margolias with Pidyon HaBen. Today we don't have that minig. So not that long ago, a couple hundred years ago, he writes the minig is to give Avonim Taivais and Margolias with Pidyon HaBen. That's something we never saw. But, on the baby? No, that you don't give the kain. The kain doesn't get the jewelry. The kain only gets the five shekel. So at any rate, this is the Pashtus HaSvara, the way it should work. Fractic Tzais, and the Avnei Meluim, that from our Gemara, it's Muchach, that Pidyon HaBen needs Smichas Das of the kain. And he brings an Atzmus Yosef, who says so b'feirish. And he remains b'tzarachian. Like, what in the world do you need by Pidyon HaBen that smichas das? Why do you need the kain smichas das? What is the kain? The kain is just accepting the coins for the chayv of the Pidyon HaBen. So why should you need the kain smichas das? So the Ktzais lives in a tzarachian. He calls it a machlaikis between the prichadash, who says you don't need das, and that's Mas Yosef, who learns Agamar that you do need das. He seems to hold some Achleikas B'chadosh and Mas Yosef. But L'chayra, it's not the Mas Yosef, it's the Gemara. The Gemara seems to say, B'feirish, that you need Smichas Das. So there are two ways out of the problem in the Sugya. Ktzais b'leib shver. There are two ways out. Either you go like the Chazaynish, and you say that our Gemara changed the Girsan Taisis, that our Gemara is going Lilishna Basra, not Lilishna Kama. And according to Lilishna Basra, the taka has nothing to do with smichas das, because the lishna baser was that the Rabbi Yosef holds you need shuma just because of exeris hakasev, that shava kasev has to be kayit. All right, so there's nothing to do with smichas das. So then there's nothing to do with pri chadash, with all the shayos that we talked about. However, it's not so pashut to change gear size. So Reb Shimon comes with a mahalach in the sugya to explain why Pidyon HaBen needs smichas das. Reb Shimon basically is mechadesh that there are two dinim in Pidyon HaBen. One is Pirayin HaChayv. There's no question that the Ikar Nekuda of Pidyon HaBen is Pirayin HaChayv. And I'll just give you an example. The halacha is that if someone has twins, a boy and a girl, and it's a suffix which one came out first. You know, who was born first? It's a suffix, however it happened when she gave birth. There was a tumult and they don't know which one was first, the boy or the girl. So the halacha is that do you have to be paid the son? If the girl is old, you don't have to be paid him. Do you have to be paid him? So the din is, Hamaitzi Mechaveira Yolov Araya. If the Kayim wants the money, he's got to prove that the Bukhar was the son. If he can't prove it, which is normally the case. So since he can't prove it, Hamaitzi Yolov Araya. So then he doesn't do Pidyon HaBen. Why don't we say Safik Deraisa L'chobra? What do you mean? There's a mitzvah Pidyon HaBen. And it's a suffix, it's a 50-50 suffix. So why don't we say suffix derais l'chumra? It's a suffix if he needs pinyin aben, he doesn't need pinyin aben. It should be a regular case of a suffix mitzvah derais. A father has a son. He doesn't know, is the son a bachar or is not a bachar? So it should be suffix derais l'chumra b'chayra. He should have to be paid to the son. The answer is that pinyin aben is a din of pirayin hachayv. It goes through with the din of paying up chayvis. You owe the kayin five shkamim. If in dinei pirayin achayv there's a rule of hametzim chaver al avaraya, so you don't have to pay the chayv. It goes through with dinei pirayin achayv. That's the ikar nekuda of pinyin aben. This nekuda, everyone agrees that there's an aspect of pinyin aben of pirayin achayv. That's the first din. What? So you own the Shevet HaKohuna and you can choose Titus HaNa is yours, you can choose whoever you want to give it to. So you can choose. It's a chayv to Shevet HaKohuna. It's true, in theory nobody could be Tavei Yom Bezdin, but the chayv still exists. If you're an honest person, you have to pay up your chayv. That's a chayv. Zok Reb Shimon is a second in. He brings... we have a minig, called a minig haga'inim, I believe. If you're ever at Pidyon HaBen, so what does the kayin say to the father? Right, he tells him, my boy is tfei. What would you rather have? Baby or the money? You want a five shkolim or you want a baby? Now, if you ever stay for a Pidyon HaBen long enough to hear the speeches, guaranteed someone's going to make a speech about the fact, they're going to make a joke about the fact that if the baby keeps the parents up, so they'd rather give the baby to the kayin and keep the five shkolim. Right? The kayin says, my boy is tfei, so maybe you can give the kayin the baby? And the answer is no. I mean, whatever Dvar Torah a person wants to say, the answer is no. It's not a choice. You don't really have a choice to either keep the money or keep the baby. You can't decide, you know what, you can have the baby. And there's no such choice. So let's say he has no money. So the client says, you have no money, I'm taking the baby home. It's not a choice. So why do we say, my boy is tvei? So pashit, it's just a shufar delishno, it's just a nice lashon. So Reb Shimon, that we say this lashon, not because we have a choice, but because in Pidyon HaBen is a second din. There is a certain change in the kedusha of the baby when you do a pidyon. There is a certain change. Pidyon, what does pidyon mean? Paida. You redeem it. You remove something from the baby by being paida. Some change happens in the baby. That change happens with the Kabbalas HaKayin. That's the Kayin's Aiftut. That's something the Kayin does when he's Makabal the money. The first din, the din of Pirayin HaChayiv, that the father does. The father does by giving it to the Kayin, he's paying up a Chayiv. And even if he gives it to a Kayin cotton, he's paying up his Chayiv. And even if he gives it to a Bakar Chach, he's paying up his Chayiv. That's all true. But to get the Maila of the second Nekuda of Pinyin HaBet, which is some type of change in the status of the baby, that change in the Kedusha of the baby, that you need a Kabbalas HaKayin for. And that's what Agamar is referring to. You need Smichas Das of a Kayin. You need a Kayin who takes it, is satisfied. He has to be satisfied when he takes it. That's five Shkolim. And that, to Zayf, this Shino in the baby. That's a good question. Okay, let me get to it in a minute, okay? Reb Shimon brings a very nice raya to this side. What? So he says, my boy's tefei is meant to symbolize, it's not just a chayv yomi hamani. When you give me money, there's some change that happens in the baby. Now, they say an expression that I'm trading you the baby for the money. You don't trade the baby. But there is a pidyon in the baby. A certain level of kedusha comes off in the pidyon. Like a trader. The raya is from a Gemara later on Chavtes Amid Beis, which many of you have learned. It says, who lift dice? Ubenai lift dice. For man has a choice. He could either be paid to himself or his son. He's a Bechar. He never had a Pinyin HaBen. His son's a Bechar, never had a Pinyin HaBen. But he only has five Slayim. Who lift ice? Who benai lift ice? Is that the Gemara? Who kaidim lift ice? It's Kadima. He should pay himself first, his son second. So he has enough for one, he paid himself. So Krip Shimon, one minute. What Kadima? If you're going to learn Pidyon HaBen is just a chayv. Let me ask you, would it make sense? I tell you, in a grocery store, I went shopping in the grocery store and I have a bill for $10. My son went shopping in a grocery store and he left a bill for $10. So I go to a grocery and I have a shiloh. Which chayv should I pay? Should I pay my son's the chayv that I created? Or the son that my son created for me? So what shiloh, which one you should pay? Give him $10. You owe him $10. What's the difference? You owe him $20. So what's the difference? You call it your chayv, you call it his chayv. What's the difference? You owe him money. So pay half the money. That's all you have. So pay half. What's the difference? Which half I'm paying? If it's just a chayiv, it doesn't make sense to give kedima to one chayiv over another. What's the difference?
Because eventually the better chance is over to the kid at a certain point. So now he has a chayiv for him and his son, so he can do it. And when the son grows up, the son can take over.
What you're saying is true. That if he's going to be paid to his son, he'll never transfer to his son. If he paid to himself, then it will transfer to his son. What you're saying is 100% true. But that's not a reason to be magdim one over the other. So therefore what? Therefore we should be magdim. Which one? He also could be paid himself later. What? He'll never have money again. Shaz a shav kedima. He has a mitzvah to be paid to his son. If his son will be paid himself, the father will be Mrs. Mitzvah. So either he'll do the mitzvah to be paid himself or paid him to pay their son. There's no reason to kedima. No, the son of schiv is only when he becomes a gadol. Cause money is a cotton, it's the father's schiv. The father's a mitzvah to pay their son. Mitzvah ben alav. It's the father's mitzvah to pay their son. It's true that later a chiv kicks in for the son if he becomes a gadol. But when he becomes a gadol. But well, let me ask you, if you owe somebody money. If you borrow money on Sunday, you borrow money on Monday. And you borrow $10 on Sunday, $10 on Monday. They come to him with $10. Does it matter which chayv you pay? No, it's the same person. Same person. You borrow $10 Sunday, $10 Monday. So who cares if I call it that 10 or this 10? I owe you 20 and here's 10. If it were just the chayv, chayv to the shevet akohuna. I have to pay to some kind.
If he gives five and he has one, who gives it to him and who gives it to him?
That's a good point. If he just does 250 feet, he didn't do anything. But Shai Kadima, Shai Kadima, who cares which one's first? Rav Shimon, the way Rav Shimon understands, it's because it's not just a chayiv, it's taka shingoy in the person. Something happens with the Kabbalah Sakayin. And since something happens with the Kabbalah Sakayin, there's a shaila which one you should do. Who should I fix the Kedusha of the person with first? Should I fix him? Should I fix me? This is the way Rav Shimon.
Chayv
Mamen, what do you mean Chayv Shabbat?
It's based on your body. You know, it's not making you up all the way around the transfer. It's called Chayv Shabbat.
I don't know what Chayv Shabbakov means. It's a regular Mammon Estek
HaChayv. Based on your God, you have a mitzvah for yourself.
So if I take a haircut, it's also, I owe the barber money, it's also a Chayv that comes from my God.
It's a mitzvah that I gave you to redeem your body.
When you, as soon as you say redeem, you're agreeing with Rav Shimon. Because now you don't say redeem. I don't see the difference if it comes from my gopher or it comes from the grocery. I don't see the chilah. When you make a bracha on, it's a mitzvah sasei. It's a chilah. Rav Shimon says is that when the kohen takes it, two things happen. The chayv is paid, and a certain level of kedusha comes off the baby. It's a kedusha you don't want on the baby, because kedusha's bechar is asabat na. So that certain level of kedusha, whatever it is, he doesn't define it, comes off the baby.
What does he mean that it comes off? I mean, it's very nice that he
says that. How Rav Shimon knows it? Rav Shimon's time is that the word pidyon means that. The word pidyon means redeem. Where do you have pidyon? Pidyon means sheni, pidyon hegdish. Pidyon always means redeeming. Redeeming. Right, this is Rav Shimon's Chiddush. I see you. You don't like Rav Shimon's insight. Let me tell you. First of all, I'll tell you the Aruch HaShulchan says the same insight. Bekitzer, in the beginning, Hilchas Pidyon HaBen. Aruch HaShulchan says the same thing. In his introduction, Simishin Hay. Having said that, I'll tell you that most Achrayim disagree with this Rav Shimon. And Siv has a long tshuva in which he explains that Pidyon HaBen is only Perayin HaChayiv, and that's it. There's nothing more that happens. And the Ktsais, Mistama, Ktsais pretty clearly learned not like Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is sort of forced to say it from our sugya, from the smichas das of the kayin. Why the other connection is there to smichas das of the kayin? He's sort of forced from the sugya. We don't really have another way except to go with the chazay nish and change of girsa, which I don't know. After we finish everything, maybe it's still the better way out to just be matik and change of girsa and not have to be matik with svaras. Maybe it's better. I don't know. It's also shver the kasha that if you're going to say there are two dinim, why by a suffix when you have the twins you don't know which is the bechar? So we say suffix. Why are dine kedusha? Don't you have to be paida? Like Reb Shimon, why taka? It's a dine kedusha shabai. Why don't you have to be paida? So you have to say that the kedusha is totally in dine mamon. You have to say that the second din is totally in the first din. But it's not so blat. It's anyway, this is Reb Shimon's Havana. Comes out, what we're basically doing is saying like this. The Pidyon HaBen, you can either understand that it's a straight Pirayin HaChayv, just that it's a Mitzvah Saseh, but it's a Pirayin HaChayv, and that's all it is. That's one Mahalach in Pidyon HaBen. Or you could say it's a Pirayin HaChayv with an extra aspect of Kedusha, which is coming off, and however, those are the two Mahalach. What? So you just play to the oldest one? It doesn't matter if you know which. Grady, you could do Pidyon HaBen without a baby. I had once a mispal who had a preemie, a baby. It was a bechar, and the baby was still in the hospital on the 31st day, and we made a Pidyon HaBen without the baby. You don't need a baby. You don't have to put him. You don't have to know. You just whichever is the bechor and paiden. You don't need. You can do a pinyan. I mean, it takes away from the pictures and the whole ceremony of it. But you don't need a pinyan. You don't need the baby there for pinyan. Okay. The Chazinish has a chap. It's actually a Chofetz Chaim's kasha. Chazinish is answering. The Gemara said that if you have your son to be paid and you to be paid, so who kaidim l'bnai? Now, pinyan ben is a mitzvah sase, right? How much money does a person have to spend on a mitzvah sase? What? How much? A fifth chaimish, third is it. A chaimish min chasav. A mitzvah sase, you have to spend whatever you own, you have to spend one fifth of it. So the Gemara there says, you have your son to be paid and you to be paid, and all you have is five shkalim. So which one are you paid? So what's the... why you shouldn't have to be paid at all? I mean, it's say you don't have to spend... you don't have to spend all your money. If all you have is five slime, so... Huh? Pshat is he has 25. So it's looking at the Lashon HaGemara. The Lekka Ella Chomesh Slaim. Rosh Hashanah is Lekka Ella Chomesh Slaim. What? So the Chafetz Chaim asks this kasha. Chafetz Chaim asks, the Gemara's Lashon is Lekka Kalecha the Lekka Ella Chomesh Slaim. Who kind of night? It's not, she only has five slime. Who kind of night? So I believe the Chazanish answers this teretz. That Pidyon HaBen is a Pirayin HaChayv. If you owe money, if you owe someone money, if you owe someone $5 and you only have $5, you have to pay the whole $5. The Chayv you have to pay. Whatever you have to pay. Af Mitzvah say you don't have to pay. But Af Pirayin HaChayv, it goes through with the rules of Pirayin HaChayv. Pirayin HaChayv, you have to pay whatever you have.
Can you do it, the whatever, the
Ruchni
is part of the
You can certainly to a daif. There's no shaila if you pay. No, questions you mechayev to. One? No, no, no. $1? No. Pinyan ben is to give the whole thing. If you give $1 pinyan ben, it's like taking a lulav. That's one tefach of the law. It's all. So, until you pay the last of the five shislaim, you're not. It's not paid. It's nothing. No, it's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. A mitzvah is five slime.
Why is it different than not having the money at all?
If you don't have the money, if I owe someone money and I have no money,
then you should have to borrow. So
I'm not mechuyev to borrow. A person is not mechuyev to borrow to pay chayvim. Because it goes to the in dine chayv. You want to know by chayv itself? Why are you mechuyev? By chayv itself, why am I mechuyev? All right, there are rules of misogyny about chayv. The truth is that if a person misogyny about chayv, if he has enough, we give him food for a week and clothing for 30 days, everything else he has to pay. So if he has clothing, he has clothing and he has food, he just has $5 in cash, so he pays up to $5 in cash. There are rules of Perayim Bachayv. It's taka true, even by Perayim Bachayv, we don't necessarily always take away his last dollar. There's exceptions, but so it's such a chetimsa. Where else Dine Chayv, you would have to pay. Alright. We're not finished with surprises yet. A number of you came over to me about Taisus, Rav Kahana. Let's just see the Gemara inside. Kugain de kibble. Loi loilam de loi shavi. Kugain de kibble kain alave. Chidish. The kain could be makabal on himself. Ki ilu, it's worth more. Kihat. Rav Kahana shalka sudra mebei. Pinyin aben. Amalei ledidi chazi li chamesh slan. Now Tosis right away says, is Rav Kahana a Kayin? But name like Kahana, you expect him to be a Kayin. Tosis says, Rav Kahana shok suja bin aben, mashma hacha de Rav Kahana haya Kayin. B'tema, to besaif elu oivrim, mashma d'lai haya Kayin, de kamri lav nisivi kehanta leg aloi. So he asks, Rav Kahana wasn't a Kayin, what's he doing taking money for pidyon aben? So Tosis says, tuturotz. Ishlai mitrei Rav Kahana, always the easy tarot. Two different rakanas, no problem. Inam. Yeshloimar de Bishvil Ishtoi Hoyalekeach. He took for his wife. Now, this chiddush was a chiddush to everybody. The Bishvil Ishtoi Hoyalekeach, Kida Ashkechan Beperak Azariah, Rafkano Achul Bishvil Ishtoi. Truth is, to be the daughter of a kayin these days, it's like, what do you get for it? To be a kayin, at least you get an aliyah first, you let your bench mezumin, you know, your pidyon haben. What else does a kayin have? Not much else, huh? What? Duchins, right? A kayin duchins. So he has a few things. Somebody once asked me a shaila, when you wait online in the dining room, if you have to let the kayin go first. Because kain is neitel mana bereish. What? But one second. But the shaila is, what is an eishes kain? What does a bas kain have? A bas kain lechayra has nothing in practical terms from it. What does she get? Any halacha for bas kain? Okay. They're all different, but there's no practical thing. She doesn't duchish. She doesn't get aliyahs. She doesn't bench mezumin. What? Today we don't eat truma much. She has to be mafrish. Kain has to be mafrish. Doesn't have to give it away. You mean? Well, what she can do? She can't eat it. She's tamei today. There's no practical purpose. There's no. Just come out. No nafkamina. So there is a nafkamina lahalacha. Nafkamina is the halacha is that if you shecht an animal that belongs to you, you have to give a kayin the zroya lechayayin v'keva. There are three parts of the animal. There's man diskuna, it's noyig b'zman hazeh, even b'tumah. Zroya lechayayin v'keva is noyig today, and it's a chiyuv. And if a Jew owns an animal and he has a shechted for him, even if he's not a sheikhid, he has to give the kayin zroya lechayayin v'keva. Three parts. Zroya is a chashuva part of the animal. The full leg of the animal, which includes steaks, and the lechayayim includes the tongue of the kayin, which is also valuable, and the keva, which today we don't use much, use it for dog food. The keva is one of the stomachs of the animal. But these three things, right, lechayim, the keva, you have to give a kayin bisman hazeh.
Do they do that in
the
shlachtos?
The reason they don't do it in the shlachtos today is because the animals don't belong to Jews; they belong to goyim. Every shlachtos. Shechts today, shechting animals, shechts roi v'dem atreif. The way we do b'dikas ha-reya, the way we check, we get about 60%, between 60 and 65% treif. So it's not economically feasible for a Jew to just own animals and shecht them and sell it. Because what's he going to do with all the treif animals? So every shlachtos today belongs to goyim. They shecht every animal. And the treif animals they put into the gaisha section, the gai section of the shlachtos, where they sell for treifus. And the kasha they take for kasha. So today, there's no zrachim v'keva, at least in America, because it's just there's no, the metzias isn't there. Jews don't own animals. The animals belong to the farmer, and they belong to the shlachtos, and they meat is purchased after shechita. But it's naik b'zman hazeh, a Jew will own an animal, he'll do it. Some sefer writes that his minig was every Yom Tov, three times a year, he bought an animal, had it shechted, and gave Zeroya Chayayim V'keva. Three times a year, every Yom Tov, he wanted to do the mitzvah. And this is not like Truma or Kachim, which if it's Tameh is nothing doing. No, this is Afilu B'tumah. The same thing, Reishis Hagez, if somebody owns sheep and he cuts the wool. For us, it's hard to imagine that our clothing actually was once on a sheep, like we think nowadays they get it in cellophane wrappers, but it also, all the wool still, they didn't find another way of making wool. It comes from sheep, and Reishis Hagez, if a Yid owns it, he gives the sheep to a kohen. In Shulchan Aruch we paskin that if you give either Reishis Hagez or Zerach and Vekeva, you can give it to a bas kohen, even if she's married. That's the halacha l'maisa b'zman hazeh. If some sefer writes that he shechts and he gives it Legisi, I give it to my brother-in-law who's Yisrael, who married a Bas Kayin, and I give it to them. Every Yom Tov, I give it I give it to them the matanas reichay the kevitz lechatchilot. You can give it to a bas kain even bezman hazeh. And the whole family can eat it. There's no kedusha. And that's the gemara chulun kuf amid beis. What? Yes, reichay can do whatever they want. Once the kain gets it, it's chulun. You can do whatever you want and give it back. They can do whatever they like with it. Now it's a mitzvah. That's why the sefer says I do it every once in a while. Now you all know what. Gives it. You give it to the bas kain, or do you give it to the husband? No. You give it to the husband of Kahana Shokol Sudra. You give it to the Yisrael, who's married to a bas kain. He's makabel for her. Give it to Yisrael.
Why?
I'll explain. Let me. The halacha is that you can give it. That's a gemara chulun kufam in bes. Truma, you can't give to bas kain. Chala, you can't give to bas kain. These things are b'nei Aaron v'loy b'nei Sar. What's the geder hadavar? What do you give and what don't you give to a bas kain? So there's a truma in the Radvaz who says that anything that has kedusha, if it has kedusha, we hold it's b'nei Aaron v'loy b'nei Sar. The kain and b'nei Aaron do avoda, the muzar on tuma. Whatever has to do with Kedusha doesn't apply to the women. A bas kain is allowed to go to Levaya, to Beis HaKfaris. It's only a B'nai Aaron. So the Kedusha aspect, we understand the Torah to mean, is B'nai Aaron v'loy B'nai Saran. Masha'en kain z'roi alachayayim v'keva, which is not a Kedusha dikainyan. So that we give to even to a bas kain. Zokter Advaz, our Tosfos holds that Pidyon HaBen is not a Kedusha Dekanyan. What is Pidyon HaBen? You give 5 coins. The coins have Kedusha. They can only be used by a Kayan? No. Our Taisus holds that the 5 coins are Stam, are a mitzvah, called Perei Nachayv, whatever you want to call it, but it's not a Dovish HaBekdusha. It's a Matnes Kehuna. It's a mitzvah Saseh that has no Kedusha. Now, even if the baby, the Kedusha comes off the baby, but doesn't go onto the coins. The coins don't have Kedusha. The coin can do whatever he wants with the coins. Right, he can do whatever he likes with them. He can give it to whoever he wants. So the coins don't be'etzem get a kedusha. So memela our Tosfos holds that the coins have a din like zroel chayim v'keva, and you give it to a bas kain. That's Tosfos shita. The Rosh in Masechtas Bechoreis brings this shita and disagrees with Tosfos. So Dr. Advaz, why does he disagree with Taisus? Because he holds that Bechor Be'etzem has Kedusha. The Parsha Bechor Behema certainly has Kedusha. So Memeila, all Dine Bechor go through with the same Dine. The same way you can only give a Bechor Behema to a Kayin Zachar, the same thing here, you can only give it to a Kayin Zachar. So there's a true in the Chsam Sefer, Simin Shin Aleph, because in Shulchan Aruch it doesn't pass in if we pass in the Taisus of the Rosh. So there's a truth. It's interesting. They wrote a letter to the. He said that a few days ago I heard a rumor that I said, this is some Sefer writes, I heard a rumor that I told people that you could do Pidyon HaBen without a Kayin. So he said, I'll tell you the story what happened. We were at a Pidyon HaBen and they were holding by benching. So when they were holding by benching, someone said, is there a Kayin? So everyone laughed. What do you mean, is there a Kayin? Pidyon HaBen? Of course there's a Kayin. So the Chasam Sofer said, no. Like Taisus, you could have a Pidyon HaBen and there's no Kayin in the room. Taisus says that Eish is Kayin. So he says, I only meant it to like we were talking. I didn't mean the halacha. I can't pass on halacha like Taisus against the Rosh. And Yeshua grabbed the rights that Taisus is Das Yachid, that we pass on like the Rosh. So Mimela, he's saying that we can't be Simon Chantaisis. But on I said that's Taisis Shita. Taisis Shita is you can have a Pidyon HaBen without a Kayin. You understand Chasam Sofer. You know, he sits at a Pidyon HaBen, he looks around, he sees Taisis. Taisis. He said, I mean, look around, you know, Kayin, you have to have a Kayin, it's Taisis. You know, like it's all Dover Poshita. Sakoponim, this is Shita's Taisis. And there's one Nakuda still in this sugya. I'd like to start the next sugya, but before that, make sure you see the Ran. The Ran here is a Yesidistic Ran on the issue of the Didi Shavali. If a lady wants to get married and she likes a certain kerchief, the kerchief is worth whatever it's worth, and she wants it, or better yet, unless it's worth less than a pruta. And she says, Lididi Shavali, I like this, and for me it's worth a pruta. Does that good enough for Kedushin? It's on page Dalit in the Ran, the first wide line, Venira, Duhu Adin. The question is, this din of Suda, the Rav Kahane says, Lididi Shavali, can we learn from here to Kedushin to do the same type of thing? And Yitzhak Hashem will deal with that on Sunday.